It felt great to be back with the guys again, you know, running around, running through some plays. It felt good.
What kind of guy with as many years as you've put in really get out of Brooksies at this point?
It's always something to improve upon. So it's about finding those things. For me, it's just about getting back out there and getting a feel for playing the game again, and trying to shake some of the rust off.
How much more comfortable are you now in your second year? How much more comfortable is it for you, just the surroundings, the guys?
Yeah, it's a lot more comfortable for me. A lot. So in all ways, playbook. Relationship with my teammates, and you know, just familiarity with everybody around here. So it's a lot more comfortable this time around.
Julius, you look around other OTAs. You got Tebow and Adrian Peterson, guys getting in trouble. They kind of stay out of it here. Is that a valuable thing for the team to stay out of the headlines in the offseason?
I think it does. You know, less distractions. Less, you know, you want to minimize that kind of attention, because you know, it doesn't really do any good. So I think it served as well.
Is that ever a message? I mean, you never hear. Obviously, you're not saying that, but other teams you'll hear, oh, this guy's terrible. There will be just kind of crazy quotes coming out. Is that ever said here? Just keep it calm. Stay under the radar.
Not really. I haven't heard it said. I don't think it needs to be said. It's the culture. So, you know, when you come around, when they bring guys in here, I think guys understand what's expected. And, you know, they follow suit.
Lewis, are you prepared for having to play Adrian Peterson this year? You came back to the Vikings today, obviously, after not having to deal with him last year. Is that a kind of challenge? Is that?
It's you know, right now we're on OTAs. We're trying to work on ourselves right now. We're not really worried about scouting any other teams. But I'm happy he's back in the league, and you know, I wish him nothing but success this year.